say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
IMUS, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, I hope it's a great Monday morning for you. So nice to have you all with us. And we'll open up on a positive note. A lot of people are saying, well, you know, start out with something positive. Well, put a little smile on your face right now as we go to Scotland by virtue of Skype to bring on Sandra Lane. She is the author of The Clydeside Cats. It's published by Author House UK. You can go to authorhouse.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. From beautiful Scotland, it's nice to have you with us. Good morning, Sandra.
Good afternoon, too. It's lovely to be here.
Right, a little time difference there, but a little bit about your background and why you wrote the book.
I'm a married mother of three grown-up children now, very keen to be a grandmother. I worked as a registered general nurse for about 35 years. And then retired just recently.
All right. Well, so what was the impetus for writing the book?
Well, I used to make up and tell stories to my own children when they were youngsters. And I wanted to do the same for my grandchildren when they appear. If other children can get pleasure from the stories, then that's absolutely wonderful.
Have you written before, or was this your first venture into it?
This was my first venture, which was very exciting.
Well, it put a smile on my face when I saw the story. What's the book about? What's the storyline?
The story is six adventures of six different cats, and they're all different colours. We've got Ruri Red Cat, who thinks he's a big, brave cat, but really is very timid. We have Olivia Orange Cat, who has our best friend Buttons, and she has kittens. We have Ya Yellow Cat, who's a graceful cat who loves to dance. Gertie Green Cat, who's a very sweet cat, who's a bit of a dreamer. Bobby Blue Cat, who's an unusual cat who eats tomatoes. And Peter Purple Cat, who's a curious cat looking for adventures.
All right, I don't know what it is. I'm not a cat lover. I'm not a cat hater. But I will tell you, I mean, I can't believe the number of cat lovers there are out there. So there's a huge, huge market for the book. The story takes place on what's River Clyde in Scotland?
It's Scotland's second biggest river.
All right. How did you choose that? I mean, did you? Was this something that was really planned out?
Yes, I stay on the River Clyde myself, so, and have done for many, many years. So all right. It's home territory.
You say the cats are an adventurous bunch. What are they like? What are the differences between the cats?
Well, as I say, one thinks he's brave, but a small kitten. Olivia is just lonely without her friend, and she doesn't do well without her friend. Yeah, Yellow Cat's typical kitten, very clumsy, but grows into a graceful cat. Gertie Green Cat, she's sweet, but she's a dreamer. But she's a dainty little thing. She's lovely. And Bobby Blue Cat eats tomatoes, which speaks for itself, really. He's a bit of an odd bod. And Peter Purple Cat, he just looks for adventures the whole time.
Do you have cats of your own? How many do you have?
I don't have any, funnily enough.
Oh, you don't have any?
They make me sneeze.
Shame on you. You got to go out and get some cats.
I have a dog.
All right. Is there a basic message in this book for kids or a number of messages that you'd like them to take home?
I think there's a number of messages, but there is a kind of theme through a lot of the stories that it's okay to be a bit sad at times. Things will get better and there's people there that will be there for you. So a lot of the stories have that kind of theme through it.
Have you heard from kids who have read the book and what do they think about it? And what's the age? The age,
The age is about 3 till 7.
All right. What kind of a response have you gotten from the kids who have read it?
So far, very good. It's just here, it's been National Book Week. And I've been going around lots of schools, talking to children and reading stories. And the response has been amazing.
Are there other books? I think the answer is yes. You and I have never talked before, but I'm sure there are other books in the works.
There certainly are other books in the works. There's a couple of stories already down on paper. So
they're not going to be just cat books, are they?
No, no. We're going to go with the Clydesdale dogs at some point.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm sure that one I'll like. what was more difficult to write here, the storyline or to develop the characters?
The storyline was fairly straightforward. I managed that one, no problem. But developing the characters took a wee bit of time, especially for children.
How did you write the book? Did you know what was going to happen through the book? Were you on your own adventure?
Yeah, I was on my own adventure with that one a lot of the times. There was one or two stories that just wrote themselves, but the rest I had to work a bit at.
Can you give us a couple of adventures from the books that might serve as a tease for people listening?
Oh, gosh, right. Well, Gertie Greencat, who's a bit of a dreamer, she heads off to talk to the sea and talk to the hills and talks to the sun and wonders why none of them will answer her. So comes back very disgruntled to her home. The Bobby Blue Cat, who eats the tomatoes, he tries to catch fish for his friends who he's invited to tea. But he has all sorts of terrible problems, including falling in the pond. And he eventually, his friends will bring him a picnic because he tried so hard. So that's a couple.
Yeah. Give us just the same kind of portrayal on the other four cats.
The other four cats. Well, Rory Redcat, he lives in a big boatyard on the River Clyde. And he thinks he's very brave, but he isn't. He's tiny. But he goes off to hunt for mice for his mum, and he gets into all sorts of trouble. He catches paper instead of mice. He bounces off bins. He actually thinks there's a big monster coming when it's actually a garbage truck. And eventually he gives up and goes back, but his mum's waiting with him for food, so he's sorted. He's all right. Olivia Orange Cat, as I said, she loves her best friend Buttons. They're inseparable. But Buttons has kittens, and the story there is Olivia Orange Cat can't play with her friend, and she misses her friend, and it's all about that she has to be patient. And eventually they do get back together, and she has lots of kittens also to play with. What was the other one? Yeah, Yellow Cat,
mm-hmm.
The yellow one. She starts off as a kitten that wants to dance but can't. She just trips and falls and becomes very ungraceful. But eventually she goes to dance class with her owner and she learns to dance and she becomes a very graceful cat. And then there's Peter Purple Cat, who's very curious, always looking for adventures because he's never been outside the fire station where he stays. So he manages to go out on a fire engine and has a few adventures and then comes back again but decides he'd rather stay at the station than go out. It's a lot safer.
I'm always curious about what the author learns. You know, people read a book and they learn something. What did you learn from writing this book?
I learned that kids are actually a lot more intelligent than you think they are. They can take a lot more information. And I learned that actually I can write which was something that was new to me. I wasn't sure about that one to start off with, but I can do.
What's your advice to people who are writing their first book? Did you ever get in a position where you said, this is too frustrating, I'm not going to continue?
No, I'm a very stubborn person, so once I decide to do it, that's it done. And I would say that to other people, be stubborn, just know that you can do it, and just do it.
If we've got a minute to go, what would you like to say to our audience in the remaining minute?
Oh, gosh. Well, firstly, it's nice of them to listen. I appreciate it. And I hope they understand my accent.
Yeah, no, you're coming across loud and clear. And as I said, I know you got one big fan. My producer here, Tim, is certainly interested in the book Clydeside Cat. So I know you got one, and I'm sure you've got many, many others with all the fanatical cat lovers out there. And
It certainly, when you're writing a book, it does take, as you say, it takes you on a journey. But the journey doesn't stop once you've written the book. You find then that you're, like me, going into the schools to read stories. I would never have done that beforehand. So it's given me all these wee pathways that you go down afterwards. And I think it's important for folk to realise that writing the book isn't the end of it. It's just the beginning.
Well, we're looking forward to your new dog book coming out. We hope we'll do it again. Yeah, thank you, Sandra Lane. The book, The Clydeside Cats, by Author House. A pleasure.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, Call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Oliver North, host of War Stories on Fox News Channel and author of American Heroes in Special Operations. I just want you to know, Stu Taylor is a great American patriot. Don't miss his show.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle. All right, you like that one, Tim?
That's a good one.
I can sing every word of this. You know who made the song?
I do not.
All right, the Cadets, I think, made the original version. And the Jayhawks, and I made the follow-up, and the Jayhawks had the big version of it, Stranded in the Jungle. But I know if I sang that song right now, half the listenership would turn off and the other half would fall asleep. So I'm gonna refrain. But I love the songs that I'm picking, and I'm enjoying them. All right. I suffered through those morning shows yesterday morning, especially one with... God, I keep saying this about so many people, that despicable, disgusting Martha Raddatz. You know, she did one of the, she sat in on one of the convention speeches asking questions, primary speeches. She's, you know, most of these people are hooked in, they're married to entertainers, they're married in the same circles, it's like incest. I can't remember who Martha Raddatz is married to. But there's a lot of money and a lot of disgust. And I'm saying right now something I wouldn't have said in past years because it would have sounded too extreme. I think we're beginning World War III, except it's a civil war. And I'm part of it on the right. And you don't have to be on the right to be engaged in what's right for this country and patriotic. I'm just making it simple. And then I think you have two classifications of people on the left, just to make it easy. You have the progressives, who are despicable, the Maxine Waters, the Nancy Pelosi's, the Chuck Schumer's, the Al Franken's. I mean, I could spend the rest of the show naming them, Obama and Hillary. And then you have the dunces. You have the dunces who have no clue what's going on. You know, these aren't people who intend any harm. Oh, this, you know, it's Trump is an idiot, and that's what it is. And they're idiots because they have no clue that we're now seeing a shadow government formally set up in this country to overthrow the presidency of the United States. I'm nuts. If you think Mark Levin is nuts, then I'm nuts. Mark Levin, and I will say, the best of all radio talk show hosts, and an attorney and someone who has worked in the administrations. I mean, he's articulate. He doesn't do shows for sizzle and promo and this. I mean, he doesn't have to. And he has come out and slammed the Obama administration for its politicized overreach and police state tactics. I mean, if you do a little research, it's okay when the Martha Raddatz was slamming Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I can't think of her last name. Mike Huckabee's daughter, who was in the Trump administration. Pretty smart gal, like her dad. And Martha Raddatz talking about anonymous allegations and is there any proof? And Sandra Huckabee came back and said, what about all the anonymous allegations on the other side? And there's no proof of anything, including this Russian controversy. Nancy Pelosi was asked, because Trump said he's going to sue Pelosi and Schumer because they were with Russian ambassadors or investigate into them. I mean, good for him. And Nancy Pelosi says, I was with Putin. I wasn't with a Russian senator. And it's right there. It doesn't matter even if it's factual. Oh, but if there's an allegation, and I'm not defending Donald Trump. I don't like the way he's handling these situations. I like the fact that he's fighting back. But I wouldn't fight back with these tweets. I know there are people within his organization who are frustrated. Trump is out of the, he's got to understand something. Fighting back, absolutely. Go for the jugular, absolutely. These people have to be destroyed. I don't mean killed. They have to be destroyed politically. And if you don't fight back, you know, as I've said on this show many times, there's no compromise. You can't compromise with people like this. There's no compromise because they want to put an end to Trump, the Republican Party, although that wouldn't be a big loss. In most cases, Trump is fighting everyone. I don't think he uses the best techniques to solve the problems, but he's right. So I can't sit here and tell you that there's evidence. I'd sit here and say I'm stunned if there hasn't been any of this going on. Obama's setting up a shadow government in Washington, D.C. by, I guess, renting a $5 million house or buying it. I don't know. It doesn't matter because he's going to be a billionaire anyway with those worshippers of him, Saul Alinsky, Hillary Clinton. There's too many. There are too many of them in this country. They're setting up a shadow government. I actually believe it, and they're following the lead of Saul Alinsky, and they're brilliant at how they tactically handle this, and Trump, I don't think, is too brilliant in responding so quickly and emotionally. Martha Raddatz kept saying, well, you keep saying if. Well, the Democrats haven't come up with any conclusive evidence on Jeff Sessions, the Russian ties, the collusion with Trump. The only thing that I think is fairly definitive, and I would have dismissed him as well, is Michael Flynn lying to Mike Pence. I think that was grounds for dismissal. Jeff Sessions, I believe, had an oversight in not explaining any details of having met earlier because he said he was doing it within the context of being in United States Congress. I buy it. Jeff Sessions' career is impeccable. He recused himself. Word is Trump left the White House furious. Furious on Friday. Went down to Mar-a-Lago, furious about Jeff Sessions recusing himself, furious about being attacked by the allegations that he's making against the Obama administration. But oh, no, we can't investigate that. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton have been involved in so many scandals that have been documented and so many instances of lying. And they're turning this and the Russian situation against Trump? If you have half a brain, you'll understand what's going on. I started to watch Joe Scarborough Morning Joe. I can't watch the show anymore. I may watch it for 10 minutes. Joe Scarborough is a turncoat. I don't want to keep saying it. I know Joe Scarborough. I've been with him 5 or 6 times. Wonderful guy. Brilliant. He was a what I call an admirable conservative. He sold out. I don't know whether he sold out because that's the deal. And I mean, I'm just speculating because he's got this relationship with Mika and she's such an empty head. But, you know, you take a look at her. I mean, if you're a guy and you have, you know, you wouldn't want to lose out in a relationship with Mika as long as you could tape her mouth shut. All right, we're coming back.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is George Will. I've just had the pleasure and sheer fun of an interview with Stu Taylor. Hope you'll listen.
I'll never let you go. Why? Because I love you.
All right, Frankie Avalon, still performing. Really one of my all-time favorite singers. Not the greatest vocal cords, but some of the great songs. Still performing with his sons. I saw him in Little Italy in the North End in Boston a couple of years ago. Still looks good. All right, well, our next guest. We are happy to have joining us Peter Paktor, P-A-C-T-O-R. He's the author of Daniel, The Age of Discovery. It is published by Friesen Press, and he's here to join us. You all know where to get the book, Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com. Welcome. Nice to have you with us, Peter.
Nice to be with you, Stu.
Yeah, I looked at your career. It's rather impressive. Just give a brief overview of your background to our listeners so I don't rattle on for 10 minutes about it.
Okay, well, I'll do that. I've been teaching for 50 years. In fact, this is the first year I haven't been hanging around with kids my whole lifetime. It's kind of unusual. But I've done that. I've been a professional storyteller. If it can be done, I've probably done it. I've done sales. It's amazing.
So what was the impetus for this book? I understand that it's been years. You're a past author, but you haven't written anything for years.
Well, that's true. What happened was, I was getting ready to retire, which I did last May, and there were things I still wanted to teach. And I guess once you're a teacher, you're always a teacher. And so I decided to write the book, and the first one came out in January, Daniel, The Age of Discovery. And my kids read it, and they enjoyed it. They said, we can hear your voice, but there are lessons in the book. And they had heard all these lessons before, but it was nice to have been talking about them again in class. Daniel is the book. Let me start over.
Yeah, please, go ahead.
The book is about Daniel, who's a 12-year-old boy. It's engaging. The story is fun. The characters are fun. And overall, there's the book and the sequels that are following. There's the main antagonist, the threat of the Depression and the crash. The book starts in fall of 1928, and Daniel's father has made all his money in the stock market, and people are really hot at this time to buy. In fact, after Hoover was elected, the stock market went up tremendously. So in the book, not only do you have an engaging story and engaging characters, but there are a lot of life lessons in the book. One is, and my favorite is the one I used to teach the first class of every day, is that I am responsible for my life, which, as I explained to the kids, doesn't mean you get to do whatever you want to do in your life. It means that if you make good decisions, you make bad decisions. And one of the examples I use is if a lawyer doesn't file his briefs on time, he'll probably get sued and lose his license. You make good decisions, you get good consequences. Bad decisions, you get bad consequences. I had a student come in once. He had a makeup quiz, and I had a week. He had a week to do it, and he came in 4 minutes late. It was only 10 points. I knew it wouldn't hurt his grade. This was late in the school year, and he wanted to take a makeup quiz, but he failed. I said, "No, you can't do it. You're late." He said, "But it's only 4 minutes late." I said, "You think if you file your income taxes at 12:04 on April 16th, you're not going to have to pay a fine? I mean, you had time to do this." So it's life lessons. And I try to hold the kids to that. And as I talk with my son, who's just turning 20, he has the words. He doesn't necessarily have the behavior yet, but he's got the words.
It's a process. Everything is a process in life. Some people go through the process. Productivity increases. Character gets built. Others, you kind of reach that watershed moment where they can go really either way. You look at Daniel's case here, and the story is a little bit unusual based upon his background and the conditions, but he had to overcome a number of obstacles to do it. What are some of the characteristics that you know, we'll talk about young people, that young people need to do it, and do they need a support system?
Oh, yeah, more so today than ever. I'm really concerned about young people. I wasn't as concerned until last year when I saw some behaviors that I didn't think were normal, and for teenagers, maybe they are, but I don't think the kids are very grounded today. And that's one of the things that I want to impress when I write the book. I don't hit you over the head with these lessons, sometimes like Eric Breck does in his plays, but they're subtle, but they're in there. And you have to make good decisions, but if you're not grounded in anything, and you're getting all this information because you're all the time connected to the internet world or to your cell phone, and you get all sorts of mixed messages. I think one of the big differences is when I went to school, it seemed to me that we all got consistent messages in everything we turned to. For example, when my parents or anyone's parents told them, they got the same message in their houses of worship. They got the same message in school, the same message in the movies. We had the Hays Commission then, and they censored movies. And it was really good for the kids, because no matter where you turned, you got the same message. But now you get all these different messages, and they have a hard time making good decisions. And the thing that set me off the past year, I guess, was the incidences of cheating I had, and the kids thinking it was all right to go ahead and cheat. In my old age, I respond to these things with a delayed response because I speak better with them if I have time to think about it. And so I saw two kids cheating in class in a test, and I didn't say anything. And then later that afternoon, another student came in and said that she saw them cheating in class. And so I asked them about it. I said, how many of you guys have seen cheating? And everyone raised their hand, you know, in their whole high school career. Most of these are seniors. And I said, well, what did you do about it? And they said, nothing. I don't want to be a snitch. Nothing. I don't want to be a snitch. I don't want to be a snitch. Almost entirely the whole room. So I said to the kids, well, that happens. But suppose, for example, that you see someone taking things out of your neighbor's house. You don't recognize the people. You know your neighbors aren't home. What are you going to do? And my first student I asked said, I'd call the police, which is what I would expect to be the answer. But the next student said, nothing. It's none of my business. Is that not disturbing?
Well, I mean, it certainly would be to me, and we hear that today with changing the subject a little with terrorism. If you see something suspicious, report it. There's a general fear that we have in our population that the environment isn't conducive to producing the appropriate behavior in situations like this. And when you talk about kids, these are the developmental stages. And if they go through their early and adolescent lives into adulthood and they are unable to understand the moral equivalence of their actions, chances are there going to be problems down the road.
Yes, that's what concerns me, and I'm more concerned today than I've ever been. And I've had some other instances when talking with kids since I've been retired, and they just keep verifying my response, my fears for the kids.
Have you gotten a good response on the book?
People, what I can tell from is that Amazon and the reviews on Amazon and Goodreads, most of them are fives, and what really makes me happy is that the kids and the adults who are reading the book really like the book. I was at the Fred one day. It looked like there was a run on the bank. There were so many people there. I'd never been in a bank with so many people standing in line. And I got talking to this fellow next to me, and I told him about the book. This is also in a review on Amazon. I told him about the book. I didn't know anything, know this fellow until we were talking in line. And he went out and got an e-book, and he read it, and then he wrote the review, and he said, "This book was so good, I'm going to buy one for my nephew." And that's kind of the response I had. I had a parent.
Yeah, I mean, it's always gratifying when you know that you've done something and it's appreciated and people can benefit from it. Are there more books coming up, Peter?
Yes, I have two that should be out in a week or two. One is called Thoughts to Hold On To, which is a rewrite of a book I did in 95 for teenagers. But it's not really just for teenagers.
All right, we're out of time, but I hope we see you back here with those books so we can get your message out. Peter Pachter, Daniel, The Age of Discovery, Friesen Press. It's been a very rewarding interview. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is George Will. I've just had the pleasure and sheer fun of an interview with Stu Taylor. Hope you'll listen.
You know, like Tim said to me during the break, after the monologue I did on the on Trump and Obama and what's going on, and Nancy Pelosi, what a bird brain, coming out and calling I don't think she called Trump a scumbag, Maxine Waters. I mean, they're filthy, disgusting, evil people, and they don't have the intelligence of an ant. That's actually a poor comparison, because ants are very intelligent. They don't have any intelligence of a sheep, a lamb. If you've been somewhere, you see goats, they put their heads through a fence. They can't figure out how to get them out. I'm wondering if you're better off being that way, instead of intellectualizing everything and ruminating and overthinking this and doing that. Maybe you carry over from radio with me, but if I say, you know, we all go to doctors. If I go to a doctor, I mean, I got 100 questions, and then I got another 100 and another 100. All right, so a bit back to this and Mark Levin. I mean, there's overwhelming evidence, even though you don't see it, based upon what's happened, based on Obama's background and what he's doing. I could scream, why can't people see that what George Soros, Barack Obama, the disciples of Saul Alinsky, like Hillary Clinton, are looking to do to the United States of America? And if you don't like Trump, that's fine. I've said things personally. I mean, it's hard to accept him personally, but this guy loves this country. He doesn't need this. His life and his family's life are always be now jeopardized. And here's a guy, I don't know how many billion he's worth. Can you have a better life? Can you have a better family? Look at his family. No smokers, no drinkers, no drugs. Say what you want about Trump. Boy, I look at that. It's pretty good accomplishment. Hey, listen, he loves women. So he's had a lot of them. So what? I mean, there's certainly nothing wrong with it if you're single, and it's up to you what you want to do when you're married, but just ask the Biden family. Everything is great. You know, there are no morals there. It's like, it's not quite the same, but incest is the game the whole family can play. So this is a classic case of good versus evil, and Trump is the good guy. It's not about Trump's tweeting. It's about the Obama administration spying. You see, Trump tweeted Saturday morning. It just camouflaged the issue. And it's okay for Democrats to anonymously throw out accusations, but, oh, you know, Trump, and I'm not saying he should have done what he did. I might have come forth with some evidence. I really don't know, but and I hope he just didn't respond emotionally, and he has, and it's a downside of Donald Trump. Question isn't whether they were spied upon. They went to court twice. Who did they spy? Trump transition? Trump surrogates? It's been confirmed that the FBI sought and was granted a foreign intelligence surveillance. It's spying. But the average person, you know, you get lost in the mirage of technical and legal complexities, and it's hard to follow. I mean, I can't sit here as an intellectual and start analyzing this. I can't, and I don't know who can other than people who are past security heads and involved in intelligence. Coverage was missing the point by focusing on Trump's activities, his statements, his tweets. They're going after that because that's what's sexy, and not the circumstances that led to this. Trump was on Fox and Friends. He was on his radio show, and boy, I'll tell you, this guy is, man, he is really smart. And he made a great case for defending this. And he went crazy, and he did. He told Fox News that Trump's campaign is the victim, his transition team is the victim, his surrogates are the victim, and that there are police state tactics involved. And he said, and I'm saying, if this were ever done to Barry Hussein Obama, all hell would break loose. And it should. Barack Obama's statement is pathetic. Let's release applications where they saw the warrant so we can get the real truth of what's going on. Because this is turning into a war. And you know what it's turning into? An attention detractor from all the good that Trump is accomplishing. Levin called for congressional Republicans to lead the charge. They're not going to lead the charge in an open investigation of Obama. You know why? Because there's no backbone with Mitch McConnell or Paul Ryan or most of them. The Democrats don't want to help out, and they won't. Because I believe that this is a mass participation thing, and I want to get to something before we finish, that Chuck Schumer are participating in this cover-up. Got a sitting presidential administration and with unleashing six federal agencies. And on the last note, because we only have a minute, and I was going to go through some of the evidence here. I'm not going to have time to do it. Perhaps I'll do this. So I won't be able to do it tomorrow. Perhaps I'll do it Wednesday to go through a step-by-step thing of information that I have documented here that support this. Loretta Lynch, who is actually worse than Eric Holder. I mean, did anybody think that was possible? She's coming out and, I mean, this is actually supporting violence in the street and calling for a blood purge on those who oppose Obama and who support Trump. Your former Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, the tarmac lady with Clinton, discussing their kids and grandchildren. You know, that's what Jeff Sessions should come out and say. Yeah, I had a discussion. We talked about my grandchildren and my golf game. How absolutely stupid can people be? And the answer is, every day. It's beyond belief. If you suck this up, I know there's 50% of the country that is with us, with this country. The other 50%, they're either in La La Land, no Academy Award, or they're at least emotionally part of this. I'm sorry I'm so angry. I am really angry, and I really have to control myself doing this show. Stu Taylor, we'll see you tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,